From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Egyptian protesters filled the streets of Cairo and other cities today, the country's largest demonstrations in years. They were inspired by the recent events in Tunisia. The protests began peacefully, and riot police and other security forces showed unusual restraint. But that did not last, as NPR's Soraya Sahardi Nelson reports from Cairo.
That today is National Police Day wasn't lost on Egyptians who took to Cairo's streets this afternoon. The protesters say one of their key demands is to end a state of emergency they claim has allowed the police to oppress people in Egypt with impunity for the past 3 decades. But many protesters tried appeasing the grim-looking officers in riot gear who kept a close watch. Protesters chanted, "Long live the police and the people." Some handed the officers flowers. That didn't stop the officers from taking up posts to crack down on protesters if the order came. For many hours, that order didn't come. Protesters were free to march, which is rarely allowed here. They filled major streets and stopped traffic with the support of many drivers, like this cab driver. First-time protester Adel Al-Sharif said he decided to march because of the popular uprising in Tunisia earlier this month. The father of three says he and others here want political and economic freedom.
This is the exact thing that moves everybody. The status quo is too much, too much. We're not doing anything. We're not progressing. My children are growing. I don't know how to tell them that we've been living like this for ages. So we need the change.
The protesters call to the people watching from their balconies and windows to join the crowds. Some waved back. But the festive atmosphere ended with a sharp crack of tear gas canisters and water cannons. The white gas clouds sent people fleeing. Some protesters hurled rocks. One ran off with a police shield. News reports say at least 2 protesters and 1 police officer were killed. Soraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Cairo.